This week's Parshas Emor. There's a lot of different things in Parshas Emor to speak about. A lot about, they speak about the Yom Tovim, they speak about a mum on a behema, speaks about the Kedusha of Koyanim, Koyan can't be Metameh, other laws of the Koyan Gadol. There's lots of different stuff that's a Parshas Emor. It speaks about the ends is like very interesting. It speaks about the menorah, and it speaks about the lechem aponim. Listen to this: the lechem aponim. You take flour. You should bake it. Shtei mesrei chalois into 12 rolls. Shnei esroinim ya chalo achas. Each one is shnei esroinim, and you should place them sam to isam. Shtei marochos sheish amarechos. You should put six on one side, six on the other. Altogether, you got 12 rolls. That's what it says in this week's parsha. And what's interesting is that the Shara Kavonis to the Arizal, it's brought down that the Reb Chaim Vital, who is the trusted Talmud of the Arizal, says the Arizal used to have a minig to make moitzi on 12 chalas. That's right. 12 chalas. I've seen it. I once had a Hasidish Rebbe when I was a bacher in yeshiva, and we had a Rebbe Sheinikol who was there, and he used to make chalas. He used to make moitzi on 12 chalas. That's the only time I ever saw it. There are some people that have a minig to have these chalas that have like 12 different balls in them. You ever saw that? You might have even noticed what it is. It's like a big chala. It's like a breakaway chala, and it's got exactly 12 of them. The reason is because of this Arizal. Because he has a minig that you should make moitzi on 12 chalas. Why? So the chayra, the reason is because of this week's parasha. Even though it's born in Gemara, Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, that a person should on Shabbos is chayiv to be moitzi on 2 kikaros, which means you only need lechem mishnah. If you have locha lechem mishnah, you're good. But the Arizal's minig al kapanim, and it is controversial. We'll get to it. Based on this week's parsha, the Arizal was makban on 2 things. First of all, he was makban on every table that he had always had 4 legs. Not, for example, 3 legs. Any table that he ate on, at least. It's because a shulchan, like similar to the shulchan that there was in the Beis HaMikdash. And when he would make maitzi, he would have 12 chalas. So that's very interesting. He would have 6 on the right, 6 on the left. I guess he piled them also. It wasn't just like one big mungle. And that seems like the Arizal was like really taking this, a person is shulchan is domer l'mizbeach, to the next level. And he was having 12 chalas. Now, what's fascinating is it's controversial if we should be doing this ourselves. And this is something which, you know, we could go off on a little bit of a tangent in a while, but and maybe I will. For the Shla says the meaning of Yud Beis chalas is a soid. And being that it's not mentioned in the Gemara, says the Shla Kaddish, Al kein lo ye ase adam. You should not do it. Says, listen, it's not for everybody. And that's one of the things that I've spoken about in the past, that a lot of times we see Gedolim do certain hanhagas, and it's not for us. It is not for us. And we shouldn't even try copying it. It's a mistake to try doing that. And in this case, at least the opinion of the Shla HaKadosh is it would be a mistake for someone to do it. It's going to be machlokes. There are others that do encourage us to do it. But we were talking about, you know, for example, the brisker shema, all these different types of chumras that a person can possibly take upon himself. Now, the briskers, you know, I told the story. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said that he one time counted, and I think he said it was around over 30 times the brisker said the word shema because he was trying to get it right. But he said, you don't see that the Talmidim do that because they understand this is a brisker thing. This is for briskers. This is for someone with the Yiras Shemayim of the brisker up. It's not for me. So it says over here, the Shla HaKadosh, if you don't know about the Yud Beis Chalas, if you're not a big Kabbalist, so don't just like pretend like you're someone. You know, it doesn't work that way. Binyamin, you ever saw anyone with Yud Beis Chalas? Binyamin Braun?
If I've ever what?
Saw anyone make Moitzi on 12 Chalas?
No, but I've seen 40.
40 Chalas?
As in, oh, you mean after it's baked by the Tish?
Yeah, by the Tish.
Yeah.
Yud Beis Chalos. It's a Chassidus Shazach. I'm not, so I don't ever remember seeing a Rebbe make Moitzi out of Tish just because I don't have a magnetician. I'm like Chassidus at heart and in mind, just not in practice. Anyway, a kid, sir. So the Chidah HaKadosh, however, the Helig HaChidah, even though he agrees that it's us, personally, Mechav and Shemus, if he doesn't know what he's talking about, says the Chidah, however, if a person wants to have Yud Beis Chalos, knock yourself out. The Chidah is not, so the Chidah doesn't have a problem with it. The Shlah does have a problem with it. I'm not going to tell you what to do. We're just going to discuss a little bit about the idea of having Yud Beis Chalos. Now, it could, what is interesting to me, because being that I'm out here in New Bloomsfield, Pennsylvania, and I could proudly say that it's likely I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham in the entire town. Yes, sorry, Bob. Biggest Talmud Chacham over here. And that's not Gaiva. anyway, so it's brought down from the Shinever that he says that there should be at least one person. I'll call upon him Echad, Chashiv. They should put Yud Beis Chalos on his table. So I don't know, maybe that might be on me in this town at the moment. I'll call upon him. So this is an Indian. We're saying there's something like very deep going on over here. So we wanted to speak a little bit about what's this Indian of having Yud Beis Chalos. I'm just going to talk a little. The day is, we've got so much work to do today that I've really just been running from meeting to meeting and my phone is exploding with phone calls. So we're trying to take care of everything and get ready for Shabbos. Heilig Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, the Sefer Imre Yosef, a lot of Kabbalistic ideas. So he speaks about that it says the Lashon of V'yayim HaShabbos, V'yayim HaShabbos, Yarechenu L'fnei Hashem Tamid. Speaks about the Shulchan, it says twice the Lashon of V'yayim HaShabbos. So he says there's a remes. Now this is just a remes, my friends, but there's a remes. V'yayim HaShabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, you should have the Lechem Aponim. You should have that. And Ubiyayim HaShabbos, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Ubiyayim HaShabbos, Ubiyayim HaShabbos. There's one in the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's someone, Al-Kopana, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the town, who should be having Yud Beis Chalos when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And that's this idea of drawing down the Ha'ara of the Lechem HaPanim through the 12 Chalos of Shabbos. So, it's actually brought down from the Divrei Chaim from Tzanz, too, you know, that is the Divrei Chaim. So the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz said that even those of us that do not have the minig of Yud Beis Chalos, but you could be Mekayim the minig. How is that? Because if you look at this, let's say you have a nice long challah, right? I have my sister-in-law made me a nice challah for Shabbos, actually last week, but I put it in the freezer because Shmuel Azar's mom also made me a nice challah. Shmuel Azar's mom's challah was really long, was like this long. So if you have one challah here, and pardon me, I don't have two pens on me, you got another challah here. So if you look, that looks like the letter Vav and the letter Vav. Letter Vav is six, so it's six and six. So even those of us that are not going around with 12 challahs, in theory, if you have elongated challahs, not the round type, but you got long ones, so they look like the letter Vav. I was once talking about why they look like wings. I don't think that was my own idea, but they also look like the letter Vav. And so we got six gematrias. At least we got the gematrias of six and six on each time on each side. So therefore, there is something that we're doing. So I just want to give you a little bit of insight into the importance of the Lechem HaPanim, what it did, and why we want to tap into that very special source. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Haroitze, someone that wants Sheyachkim to get wise, Yadrim, he should tilt to the left. We daven towards east, but daven a little bit southeast if you want to get wise, if you want some Torah. Vishay yish asher, if you want to get rich, Yatspin, so then you should daven northeast. You should turn a little bit to the north side. So a person's got like basically two options. Yeah, I'll tell you what I do because I want to do both. So I daven like this. I go like this. And that way I just kind of get both of them. Just don't chuckle straight. You can get each one. You get a little this, a little that, a little north, a little south. Get a little chachma, get a little taira. You can get them both in. Shtei shulchanos, my friend. It's called shtei shulchanos. Al kol panim, what's this idea? If a person wants He goes this way and he goes that way. The shulchan is in the north and the menorah is in the south. So, the menorah represents Torah. There's many, many, many ramazim within the menorah that represents Torah. The light, kiner mitzvah Torah or the zohar is also the light. Torah is chokhmah, is called enlightenment. We are somehow, chokhmah is when a person, it's like a light bulb went on. Every time we think about wisdom, we think about light. So the menorah is in many ways considered to be chokhmah. You want to hear something fascinating that Netziv writes? He writes that when Aaron HaKohen would have to know how to get clarity on Torah or something, he would stare at the candles. Those of you that have that minig to look at the candles, I'm jealous of you, honestly, because I never connected with my candles in that way, but I've seen some of the Bachram, they come and they sit there in front of their candles and they're like, Mom is just soaking in the rays. And I just haven't gotten there yet. I hope to get there one day. I'm a good chassid in heart and maybe in thought, but I'm trying to get the practice down. I'll get it. One day Tolly will be around and he's gonna teach me how to do that. We'll sit there for brain a little. But the point is that's what Aaron HaKohen would do. He would like focus on the candles and then it would give him clarity of mind. That's for the menorah, which is chachma. What is oisher? How does a person get wealth? Shulchan batzofan. The shulchan is in the north. So if you tilt towards the north, what you're trying to do is you're trying to connect with the shulchan. I want to connect with the midah of the shulchan, and we're going to talk about what that is and how is a person can be zeichet to wealth. I'm going to give you the secret of wealth. They're trying to call me from Eretz Yisrael to wish me good Shabbos, but we'll be off soon. But this is the lechem, the shulchan. So the shulchan had the lechem upon it. The Ramban says, Boy tochul brocha, umimenu yavoy soiva lekol Yisrael. A bracha comes from the shulchan, and that's where all of the soiva, a person wants, soiva is like being full, being plenty. All the plenty comes from the shulchan. So what is it? And there's another remez there, by the way. The shulchan has on it as a zer, it has like a little crown. And that's the keser malchus. That's the crown that's on top of it. That's what Rashi says in Shemais. So I'd like to explain as follows. I'm going to tell you a quick yisoid and then we're going to end. Shulchan has 12 chalas. What's the significance of 12 chalas? It's very similar to the 12 stones that the Kohen Gadol carries. Six on this side, six on this side. It's got on his shoulders. Kohen Gadol is carrying the weight of Klal Yisrael. A person has these 12 chalas. It's not for you. It's not for you. It's for all of Klal Yisrael. If a person feels he's willing to accept the burden of Klal Yisrael and say, I'm going to worry for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to take care of Klal Yisrael. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him tremendous bracha. You'll share that wealth with other people. A person realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to you in order for you to be able to dispense to other people. And I'll share with you an amazing story. There is a Jew, he's very famous. His name is Reuven Schron. Reuven Schron, otherwise known as Ruby Schron, is an extremely wealthy business magnate. And what people don't know about Ruby Schron is Ruby Schron used to be in Klei Kodesh. He's a real Ben Taira Yeshiva man. Real, the real deal. I have amazing stories about Ruby Schron that I heard from the court of Rebbe Yashiv, about how honest he is in business. And I spoke to Ruby Sharon's son. One of the sons told me, my father never wanted to make it rich. All he wanted to do is support his family. And I told him, and you're right, now your father's supporting all of Klal Yisrael. And that's what he's doing. He's giving out tremendous tzedakah. He's a simple person. I mean, he wears a suit. It's a little bit like, it's shabby, takes taxis. He's not living up the life. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him so much bracha because he knows what to do with his money. I'm here for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to share it with Klal Yisrael. I'm very close with the son of the Honorable Zev Wolfson. Zev Wolfson is one of the wealthiest Jews in American history. One of the wealthiest Jews in the history of America. Now, I was in his house after one of the hurricanes. I don't think it was Sandy. I don't think it was. It was a hurricane. His basement was like flooded. He refused to have it fixed. He said, we never go down there anymore. All the kids are out of the house. He's like, Dad, it's a couple of $1,000. Dad, we can afford it. He's like, I'm not wasting my money. Hashem did not give us this money so we should waste it. This money is for us to use for good things. He drove a simple car. He had a simple house. He gave away over $100 million in the last year of his life. In 1 year, his son told me. Over $100 million. And he can't spend like $5,000 to get the basement fixed. Nope, it's a waste of money. You know why? Because he understood Hashem gave him his money for a purpose. And he used it for that purpose. If you understand that you're carrying the weight of all 12 Shvatim, and you say, I'm going to use this gift, not just for myself. I'm going to support my family, and I'm going to support other families. And I'm going to take care of Klal Yisrael. You've connected with the energy of the Shulchan. And that energy will bring you tremendous bracha. Beis Hashem, it's Yata D'Shmaya. We should be zoicha, every one of us, to tap in to the aura of the Menorah, to the energy of the Shulchan. We should be zoicha to a tremendous amount of bracha, atzlocha, a beautiful Shabbos, my friends, whether you're putting 12 challahs on, whether you have a long challah, whatever it is, it should be a beautiful Shabbos.